ఓం శ్రీ పరమాత్మనే నమః. యం బ్రహ్మా వరుణేంద్ర రుద్ర మరుతః స్తున్వంతి దివ్యైస్తవైః వేదైః సాంగపదక్రమోపనిషదైః గాయంతి యం సమగాః ధ్యానావస్థిత తద్గతేన మనసా పశ్యంతి యం యోగినో యస్యాంతన్న దేవాయ తస్మై నమః. ఓం శ్రీ పరమాత్మనే నమః. సాంఖ్యయోగో నామ ద్వితీయోధ్యాయః. శ్రీ భగవానువాచ: అశోచ్యానన్వశోచస్త్వం ప్రజ్ఞావాదాంశ్చ భాషసే గతాసో నగతాసోంశ్చ నానుశోచంతి పండితాః నత్వేవాహం జాతునాసన్నత్వన్నేమే జనాధిపాః నచైవ న భవిష్యామః సర్వే వయమతః పరం దేహినోస్మిన్ యథా దేహే కౌమారం యౌవనంజరా తథా దేహాంతర ప్రాప్తిః ధీరస్తత్ర న ముహ్యతి మాత్రా స్పర్శాస్తు కౌంతేయ శీతోష్ణ సుఖ దుఃఖదాః ఆగమాపాయినో నిత్యాః తాం స్థితిక్షస్వ భారత. యం హి న వ్యథయంత్యేతే పురుషం పురుషర్షభ సమదుఃఖ సుఖం ధీరం సోమృతత్వాయ కల్పతే. వి హావ్ సీన్ భాష్యం వెరీ క్లియర్లీ ఇన్ ఆల్ దీస్ ఫైవ్ వర్సెస్. వి హావ్ టు సీ the important verse of definition, the 16th verse, Srimad Bhagavad Gitayam Dvitiyodhyaye Shodashaha Shlokaha. Nasato vidyate bhavaha na bhavo vidyate satah ఉభయోరపి దృష్టోంతః త్వనయోస్తత్వదర్శిభిః. దిస్ వర్స్ ఇస్ లైక్ తైత్రీ ఉపనిషత్. పూజ్య స్వామిజీ రియలీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్ ఎవ్రీ వర్స్. ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్ వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్లీ. దిస్ వర్స్ వెన్ ఐ హర్డ్ ఐ డి నాట్ గో బ్యాక్ అండ్ అగైన్ డూ ఎనీ అదర్ anything else. In the class itself, Swamiji made us see this. So beautiful. No homework was required really. That was his unfoldment. So remember those days.
Nasato vidyate bhavah na bhavo vidyate satah ubhayorapi drishtont తః త్వనయోస్తత్వదర్శిభిః. ఇఫ్ యు బ్రేక్ ఇట్ న అసతః, ద విసర్గ సంధి యు ఆల్ రిమెంబర్ డెఫినెట్లీ. దోస్ హు ఆర్ స్టడీయింగ్ సంస్కృతం మస్ట్ బి నోయింగ్ న అసతః బికమ్స్ నాసతో. న అసతః నాసతః. విద్యతే, విద్యతే ఇస్ ఈక్వల్ టు అస్థి. విద్యతే ఇస్ ఆత్మనే పదం, అస్థి ఈజ్ పరస్మే పదం. టూ డిఫరెంట్ రూట్స్ అండ్ టూ డిఫరెంట్ వర్బ్స్ బట్ మీనింగ్ ఈస్ ద సేమ్. విద్యతే ఇస్ ఈక్వల్ టు అస్థి. న విద్యతే ఇస్ ఈక్వల్ టు నాస్తి. అసతః భావః న విద్యతే, ఇది సెంటెన్స్ నంబర్ వన్. అసతః భావః న విద్యతే. దెన్ సతః అభావః న విద్యతే. సతః అభావః న విద్యతే. అసతః భావః న విద్యతే. న విద్యతే ఇస్ ద సేమ్ వర్బ్. சதஹ அபாவஹ ந வித்யதே, அசதஹ பாவஹ ந வித்யதே. அசத்தக பாவக ந வித்யதே மீன்ஸ் வாட்? அசத் ஹாஸ் நோ எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ். சத்தக அபாவக ந வித்யதே மீன்ஸ் வாட்? சத் ஹாஸ் நோ நான் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ், விச் மீன்ஸ் சத் அலோன் ஹாஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ், அசத் ஹாஸ் நோ எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ். இஸ் த லிட்ரல் டிரான்ஸ்லேஷன். உபயோகோ அபி அந்தஹ, the truth of both, the end of both, both means both sat and asat, tu drishtah. Ubhayoho api antah tu drishtah. Ubhayoho antah drishtah. Anayoho அனயோ உபயோ அந்த து திருஷ்ட. The end or the truth of these both Sat and Asat has been clearly seen, known by the Tattva Darshibihi, by the seers of the truth. தத்துவம் ஏ பஷ்யந்தி, தத்துவம் ஏ திருஷ்டவந்தஹ, தத்துவம் ஏ அபஷ்யன், தோஸ் ஹூ சா த ட்ரூத், தோஸ் ஹூ சீ த ட்ரூத், தோஸ் ஹூ ஹவ் சீன் த ட்ரூத், த சீயர்ஸ் ஆஃப் த ட்ரூத் ஆர் தத்துவ தர்ஷினஹ. நகாரந்த புல்லிங்க சப்த தத்துவ தர்ஷிபிஹி, தத்துவதர்ஷீ தத்துவதர்ஷின் சப்த, தத்துவதர்ஷி சீர் ஆஃப் த ட்ரூத், தத்துவதர்ஷிபிஹி சீர்ஸ் ஆஃப் த ட்ரூத், த நோவல்ஸ் ஆஃப் த ட்ரூத், பை தம் த ட்ரூத், த எண்ட் ஆஃப் தீஸ் போத் சத் அண்ட் அசத் ஹாஸ் பீன் வெரி கிளியர்லி சீன், நோன். அனயோஹோ உபயோஹோ அந்த தத்துவதர்ஷிபிஹி து திருஷ்டஹ. This is the literal meaning of this verse. Sat has no non-existence. Asat has no existence. The end, the truth of these both Sat and Asat has been very clearly known, seen by the seers of the truth. அசத்தஹ பாவஹ ந வித்யதே, சதஹ அபாவஹ ந வித்யதே, உபயோஹ அபி அந்தஹ தத்வதர்ஷிபிஹி த்ருஷ்டஹ. தத்வதர்ஷிபிஹி உபயோஹ அந்தஹ து தத்வதர்ஷிபிஹி த்ருஷ்டஹ. ஓகே, திஸ் இஸ் தி ப்ரோஸ் ஆர்டர். நவ் ஹியர் பிஃபோர் வி என்டர் இன் டு தி ஆக்சுவல் பாஷம், லெட் அஸ் ரிமெம்பர் த த்ரீ வேர்ட்ஸ் விச் people, and now you all have, many of you have completed the study of the home study course. You have the fortune of having thoroughly studied the home study course. So you must remember those three words. What are the three words? Sat, Asat, Tuccham. Three words. You have to remember three words now. You only see two words here, Sat and Asat. So, Sat is a technical expression, technical word. The word Sat literally means existence. Sat also means the truth, Satyam. Sat means real. So, what is real? What is Sat? So, Sat is that what is absolutely real. Sat is that which has no beginning, which has no end, which does not undergo any change. Therefore, that which exists all beginninglessly, endlessly, changelessly, independently is Sat. When you say something, it has no, that which has no beginning, no end, no change means it can also, it cannot have a cause. A beginningless thing cannot have a cause. Not having a cause, it has no dependent existence. This is the, okay. So Sat is that which has, which enjoys independent existence. So what is Sat? What is real? What Sat is that which has, which exists always without beginning, without end, without undergoing change, and without being dependent on anything else for its existence. Is Sat. Okay. This is a very simple meaning. Now what is Asat? Asat has two meanings. One meaning of the word Asat is Tucham. Asat is equal to Tucham. Tucham means what? That which does not exist at all is Tucham. And I'm sure you all have remembered the example very well. Now I'm very happy because Radhiji has done 4.5, Adi Radhiji, Matthew, I mean, Mahindra Deva, Surya Deva, all of them has a, Radhiji has done 2 courses of that, the 4, 9 years, maybe he made a 3 courses, I think. And definitely 1 course recently he finished. The whole Gita home study for 4.5 years, meticulously every Tuesday, Sunday, they met and they read and thoroughly analyzed, studied every word of Pujya Swamiji's book. They finished, completed the home study course. So it's very simple, easy to understand now again. Because whole Swita home study book is based on Shada Shankaracharya's Bhashyam, and Pujya Swamiji explained every word there. Removing Sanskritam words, they only some English. So it's very nice. So now already you have studied Shankaracharya's Hridayam, heart, you understood from home study course, many of you. This forever again for assimilation, we are redoing it. So Sat is absolutely real. What is Asat? Asat has 2 meanings. One meaning of the word Asat is Tucham. Tucham is that which does not exist at all. And what is the example? Yeah. Shashashringaha. Shashasya Shringaha. Shashashringaha. Rabbit's horn. It is example for Tucham. Vandhya Putraha. Son of a barren woman. Don't mistake here. Anybody, don't feel offended, anybody, any of you. Just example I'm giving. A woman who never gave birth to a son cannot become mother of a son, isn't it? The son, there can't be a son of a woman who never gave birth to a son. I'm not talking about the present day people who have a lot of other problems, okay? I'm just talking about, this is the genuine thing. Okay. So, Vandhya Putraha. Mrigatrishnambaha. Mrigatrishnambas. Mrigatrishnambas means mirage water. I explained the meaning also why Mrigatrishnambas, mirage water, is known by the term Mrigatrishnambas. The water, Mrigatrishnambas, mirage water. The Mrigatrishnambas, Vandhyaputraha, Hajashringaha, Kafpushpam. Kafpushpam, space flower, sky flower. So these are all examples for Tucham. That which does not exist at all is Tucham. The word Asat also has another meaning. That is Mithya. So Sat is equal to Satyam. Asat is equal to Mithya and Tucham. But here we are not talking about Tucham at all. Why? there's no necessity for us to talk about something which does not exist at all. So what is mithya? So asat is equal to mithya. Mithya is that which has existence, which is existent. You know, something doesn't exist at all. Mithya is that which enjoys existence, but which has a beginning, which has an end, and while existing also, which has a dependent existence. Mithya is that which has a beginning, which has an end. When it is existent, it has dependent existence, is mithya. Is it clear? So here, this verse talks about the only these two. Sat is equal to satyam. Asat is equal to mithya, not tucham. So here, first we understand, asataha means anything which is mithya has. Asataha is the possessive case form of asat. Asataha bhavaha na vidyate. Anything which is mithya has no independent existence of its own, which has no existence of its own, which means which is as though existent. Asat is that which is as though existent, which is not really existent. And Sat has no non-existence. Sataha is the possessive case form of Sat. Sataha abhavaha na vidyate. Means what? Sat has no non-existence. Means Sat is that which enjoys existence always. Which means Sat is that which alone exists always, beginninglessly, endlessly, independently, changelessly, is Sat. Is the meaning of the first sentence. And truth about these two, Sat, what is real, what is as though real. So Sat is real, Asat is as though real. Sat is absolutely real, Asat is empirically real. And the truth of these two, Sat and Asat, has been clearly understood by people who have the clear vision of the truth. This is the literal meaning of the verse. Let us read the Bhashyam now. So Shankaracharya explains, Nasataha, he takes and he breaks that Na Asataha. That's why when you do Bhashyam study, you can memorize easily. Nasataha is what? Na Asataha. Are you all following? Okay. Asataha means what? He says, avidyamanasya. Vidyamana means that which is existent. Avidyamana means that which is as though existent. I already explained to you, avidyamana means that which is not existent. That which is not existent means that which this avidyamana should not be taken as tucham. It's only mithya. Okay. Asataha is equal to avidyamanasya. Avidyamanasya means what? Of that which is as though existent. Of that which is not really existent. Avidyamanasya. What is avidyamanam? What is as though existent? Vidyamanam is that which is existent. Avidyamanam, that which is as though existent. Seemingly existent. What is that which is as though existent? Shankaracharya says, Shita Ushna Adehe Sakaranasya. Shitoshnadi means what? All pairs of opposites. Shita Ushna Adehe. Shitoshnadehe means all pairs of opposites. The word Shitam, cold, Ushnam, heat, Adishabda stands for all possible pairs of opposites. Shita, Shitoshna Dehe. So you can say all objects of experience. And what causes the Sitam and Ushnam? What contributes for the experience of pairs of opposites? What is that which contributes for the experience of pairs of opposites? So first we have to understand Shitoshna Dehe means all pairs of all experiences, all pairs of opposites which are experienced are as though existent. They're not really existent. Okay. And not only Shitam and Ushnam, not only the pairs of opposites such as heat and cold, etc. Sakaranasya. I'll translate the whole sentence later on. Let me explain first. Sakaranam means what? Along with the cause. Karane, karana sahitam, karanena saha. All pairs, all experiences, all pairs of opposites which are experienced, along with their cause, na vidyate, is as though existent. So, all pairs of opposites are as though existent. They're not really existent. And their cause also is not really existent. So, sakaranasya shitoshna dehe. So, na vidyate. Bhavaha na vidyate. There's no real existence of this. So, bhavaha na vidyate means there is no real existence of all pairs of opposites along with their cause. Is the tip, correct, accurate translation. Okay? Therefore, bhavaha na vidyate, there is no existence of the positive case, existence of all forms of pairs of opposites such as heat and cold, etc., along with their cause. You can say along with their cause, what does it mean? What is the cause? What is that which contributes for the experience of pairs of opposites? We have understood in the 14th verse. Do you remember the 14th verse? The 14th verse is Matra sparshastu kaunteya shitoshna sukha dukkhadaha. Matra sparshastu kaunteya shitoshna sukha dukkhadaha. Agamapayino nityaha tam stitikshasva bharata. Matra sparshastu kaunteya shitoshna sukha dukkhadaha agamapayino nityaha tam stitikshasva bharata. This verse we don't find in the Bhashyam. I'm simply quoting this verse because it is in that verse we understand the cause which contributes for the experience of pairs of opposites. ఇట్ ఈస్ ది కాంటాక్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్ విత్ దయర్ రెస్పెక్టివ్ సెన్స్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ contributes for experience of pairs of opposites. Whenever the mind comes in contact with the external world of objects through the sense organs, see, there's no way of coming in contact with the external world, isn't it? External world of objects obtaining in the form of five different objects. Shabda, sparsha, roopa, rasa, gandhaha. Isn't it? Forms, colors, taste, sound, touch. There's no sixth object in the world. There are only fivefold objects. Only pancha vishayaha. Kevalam pancha vishayaha eva. There are only fivefold objects. Whatever, however vast this universe is, the entirety of the objective universe consists only of fivefold objects perceptible, obtaining in five different forms, perceptible through five different sense organs. Is it true? Pancha vishayaha eva. Pancha vishayaha. That's why pancha jnanendriyani. Five-fold objects, five sense organs. And so, that's why matraha, you know, matraha means sense organs. I explained it already. And sparshaha means what? Objects contacted. Contacted objects. Contactable, contacted objects. So sense organ, when the mind comes in contact with the external world of objects through sense organs. The contact of sense organ respective sense objects definitely gives rise to the experience of pairs of opposites. I like it, I don't like it. I hate it, I love it. I want it, I don't want it. I'm happy enjoying this, I'm unhappy seeing this. Is it? So, mana, apamana, jaya, parajaya, so victory, defeat, honor, dishonor, all forms, heat and cold, pain and pleasure, success and failure, loss and gain, all these pairs of, all forms of pairs of opposites, are experienced only when there's a when the mind comes in contact with external world through sense organs. For it is the all sense objects, all sense organs, the function of perception. Understand this, and all pairs of opposites experiences, all what now? Are mithya. The experiences are mithya. Objects of experience are mithya. The instruments of experience are mithya. Is it clear? That's what is the meaning of this sentence. So, bhavaha na vidyate. There is no independent existence at all pairs of opposites, such as heat and cold, etc., along with their cause. Their cause means what? The instruments of perception, the contacts, and the respective sense objects. Is it clear? So all these do not have existence of their own, which means they really do not exist. They really do not exist means what? They are as though existent. Is it clear? This is the meaning of this sentence. Asattaha avidyamanasya shita ushna adehe shitoshna dehe sakaranasya bhavaha na vidyate bhavaha nasti. Bhavaha na vidyate means what? Bhavaha nasti. So, sheetasya, ushnasya, okay? Sheetasya, ushnasya, dvandvanam, you can say dvandvanam, all pairs of opposites do not have existence of their own. They do not really exist. They are as though exist. They are not absolutely non-existent. They are tucham.
We cannot say there is no pain at all, there is no pleasure at all, there is no heat at all, there is no cold at all. No. We are experiencing. How can we say they are not there? They are as though existent. They are not absolutely real. They are as though real. They are seemingly real. Not only that, even the sense organs are as though real. The sense objects are as though real. The contact of sense organs, respective objects, which give rise to, which contributes for experience of pairs of opposites, all are, but now, are as though real. They are seemingly real. They really do not have existence. Understand? Therefore, bhavaha na vidyate means bhavaha nasti. Okay, what is bhavaha? Shankaracharya says bhavanam. Bhavanam is a neuter noun. Bhavaha is a masculine noun. Same meaning. Derived from the root bhu. Bhavaha, existence. Bhavanam, existence, neuter noun. Then he says astita. Astita means what? Existence. Iruppu. In Tamil we say iruppu. Astita. Noun. Asti is verb. Astita is noun. Is it? Asti exists. Astita, existence. So bhavaha, bhavanam, astita. Again, word or more word. Satta. Sat. Existence. Understand now? So, it means what? The entire, we can say, the objective universe. When you say it has no independent existence, no existence of its own means, it is as though existent, it really non-existent means it is mithya. Is it clear? Mithya. Nahi shitoshnadi sakaranam pramanaihi nirupyamanam vastu sat bhavati sad vastu bhavati. See what he says. How can we say, my God, heat and cold are experiencing, pleasure and pain are experiencing, all pairs of opposites are experienced by us. Something, anything which is experienced is not unreal. So Pooja Swamiji always used to say this. Now, unreal means that which is absolutely non-existent. So the world is not unreal. The world is not real. The world is not unreal also. It is not real. It is not real because it has no independent existence. It is not unreal. It is because it's not absolutely non-existent. It is not real. It is neither real nor unreal. Then what is it? As though real. As though real means what? It has only seeming existence. Therefore, we all experienced. All experiences are there. All still, how can we say it is not there? That's what Shankaracharya explains. Nahi shito. See, shitosh. Let me put it in pause order. Shita ushna adi sakaranam. Shitoshna sakaranam means what? All these pairs of opposites, such as heat and cold, etc., along with their cause, okay, the experience of pairs of opposites, and that which gives rise to this experience of pairs of opposites in terms of sense organs, the respective sense objects, and their contact, everything is what? Sakaranam. So the Shitoshna Sakaranam implies the entire objective universe. The instruments of perception,
the object in the perception and the objects of perception. Entire objective universe is what now? Pramanehi nirupyamanam. When it is analyzed through appropriate means of knowledge. Pramanehi. Not one pramanam. Of course, you use your own pramanams. You have many pramanams. Your all five sense organs are pramanani, means of knowledge. And your mind is also pramanam, internal instrument of knowledge. Apart from that, we also have, your reasoning is a pramanam. Shastra, Vedanta Shastra is a pramanam. So making use of different means of knowledge, when this objective universe obtaining in the form of pairs of opposites, the experiences of pairs of opposites, the sense organs, their contact with sense objects and the sense objects, all this, when they're analyzed, nirupyamanam means being analyzed through appropriate means of knowledge, na sadvastu bhavati. The entire objective universe obtaining in the form of pairs, experiences, instruments of perception, objects of perception, does not become sadvastu. Na sadvastu bhavati. Doesn't become absolutely real thing. Meanwhile, it can understand this being mithya. When you simply see the world, experience the world, yeah, it is real. World is real. The object universe is real. The world is real. My pain is real. My pleasure is real. Heat and cold are real. Everything is real because I'm experiencing, enjoying it. How can it not be real? He says, when it is thoroughly analyzed, thoroughly scrutinized, nirupyamanam, this objective universe obtaining in the form of pairs of opposites along with their cause, analyzed properly, nirupyamanam, through appropriate means of knowledge, na sadvastu bhavati, does not become a sadvastu. Sadvastu means what? Absolutely real. It doesn't become an absolutely real thing. How do we say that? He explains. See, sun rises in the east. Sun sets in the west. This is what, as a kindergarten children, we all would have learned. Sun rises in the east, sun sets in the west. Like a parrot, we repeat. And we do experience also. And everything we do facing east. Purvam, Purvasyam, Dishi Suryaha, Udeti. Okay, we face east and looking at sun, we do everything. So eastern direction is so important because sun rises. Every day we experience what? Sunrise. And we experience sunset also. Just because we're experiencing sunrise and sunset, can we say it is real? Is the real sunrise? Is the real sunset? No. Even though we're experiencing, still there's no real rising of the sun or setting of the sun. There's no such a thing called sunrise and sunset at all. Sun is always there as a bright, blazing sun. Doesn't set. But our experience is what? We experience sunrise and sunset. But what is real? We all know very well, even though we experience sunrise and sunset, we all know very well there is no sunrise and sunset. How have you arrived at it? In spite of our experience, we know it is not real. Our experience is not real because of our analysis, scientific analysis. And we understood how what is sun. Therefore, we know there is no such a thing called sunrise and sunset. Isn't it? Which means analysis is required. Without scrutinizing, analyzing thoroughly, we cannot arrive at the conclusion. Now, this conclusion, what is the conclusion? There is no sunrise and sunset in spite of our experience of sunrise and sunset. This is based on a proper analysis. In the same way, now the proper analysis, if we analyze properly this universe, objective universe, obtaining in our paths of opposites, experiences and the sense organs and sense objects, definitely we arrive at the fact that this universe is not real. Na sadvastu bhavati. It doesn't become, we can understand it is not real. Sadvastu na bhavati. Katham nirupyamanam. Pramanaihi nirupyamanam. Being analyzed through appropriate means of knowledge, it's understood this is not real. Then he explains further. Vikaro hi saha. See, now you must be wondering why I used the word prapanchaha. Why I used the word universe. The objective universe obtaining in the form of pairs of opposites and their cause in the form of sense organs and sense objects. Is it clear? Now, Shankaracharya implies that vikara. So, saha, vikara, the word vikaraha. The vikaraha is a masculine noun, has many meanings. One meaning is what? Change, modification. Another meaning is what? A product, karyam. Vikaraha is equal to karyam. So here vikaraha is equal to karya prapanchaha. The word vikaraha here does not mean change or modification. The word vikaraha in this context means karya prapanchaha. The universe which is an effect. An effect. Universe is an effect. Universe is a product. So, karya prapanchaha. So, prapanchaha is a masculine gender word. Therefore, vikaraha here means karya prapanchaha. So, entire objective universe, which is an effect, which is, the universe is looked upon as a product. Why it is a product? Because it has a cause. Does it really have a cause? No. Universe is as good as an effect. Because it has no independent existence. Okay. Karya prapancha. So vikaraha. Karya prapancha. Hi saha. Karya vikaro hi saha. That universe, objective universe, which is nothing but an effect, a product. Therefore, vikaraha cha vyabhicharati. Remember now, because we understood the body undergoes sixfold modifications. Asti, jayate, vardhate, viparinamate, apakshiyate, kshiyate, nashyate. Remember that? So that's the body subject to sixfold modifications. Not only the physical body, anything and everything physical. Okay? any physical form subject to six-fold modifications. That the word vikaraha means modification, change. But here the word vikaraha means an effect, a product, karya prapanchaha. This karya prapanchaha is being a product, being an effect, this universe, vyabhicharati. Vyabhicharati means what? Any product deviates from the present condition. Any form is subject to change. Any form, every form, everything which is existent in this world, which enjoys the status of being existent in this world, is subject to change. It deviates from the one condition into another condition. Is it clear? Therefore, it's called a vyabhicharati. Please make a note, the word vyabhicharati has different meanings. Vi, abhi, two prefixes. Vi, abhi, charati. Charati means what? Moves. Charati means moves. Abhicharati, moves. Vi, abhicharati, vyabhicharati. Vyabhicharati, it means transgresses sometimes. In some other context, it means offense. Sometimes it means injures, hurts. It has different meanings. And one of the meanings is what? Deviating from one form into another form. Deviating from one state to another state. Is it clear now? This is called? That's the meaning. Therefore, vyabhicharati saha vikaraha vikarohi saha vikaraha vyabhicharati. Saha means what? Saha is just a pronoun. Masculine pronoun. Saha karya prapanchaha. Saha karya prapanchaha. That universe is an effect. That universe, it what? Vikaraha cha vyabhicharati. So the entire objective universe keeps on deviates. Enter object universe will want everything deviates. Vyabhicharati. That is, now we can understand with the example. He gives the example. How do you say everything changes? He says, yatha ghatadisam sthanam chakshusha nirupyamanam. Ghatadi samsthanam chakshusha nirupyamanam mrud vyatirekena anupalabdhehe asat. Okay, now he gives the example. Take one object first to just prove everything in this universe is mithya. Next sentence he says, everything in this universe is mithya. Everything, any object of perception is mithya. The instrument of perception is mithya. Entire object universe is mithya. To prove that, he takes example of one. What is it? Pot. Which pot? Clay pot. Not stainless steel pot. He doesn't take. Even stainless steel pot, any pot can be proved to be mithya. But here he takes clay pot. The clay pot is the ghataha, mrinmayaha ghataha. Clay pot is used in the shastra as an example. So, ghataha is a karyam, isn't it? Ghataha is a product. Karyam means a product. Ghataha is a karyam. This clay pot, which is a product, it has no existence. Is clay pot real or not real? Is it real or not real? What do you say? clay pot is real or not real? It is real. We'll all say real. No way. Clay pot has a form, it has a name, it serves a purpose, and it holds water, it serves a purpose. Therefore, it is useful. The four reasons were given in Vaitatya Prakaranam. It is useful. It serves a purpose. Therefore, it is real. They say that. We make use of it all the time to hold water to things. But Shankaracharya says what? No. This ghataha, this clay pot, is not real. Know why? It is not there. It is not there really. In spite of making use of the clay pot, Shastram says the clay pot, in spite of being made use of, it is used, still you can say it is not real. It is not there. It is as though there. It is mithya. Mrinmayaha ghataha mithya. It is as though there. It is not really there. Why? Before the pot was made, the pot was not there. Okay? It's called what? Pragabhavaha. Pragabhavaha. Before the pot was made, there is pragabhavaha. And after the pot is made, you are making use of the pot for some time. And one day the pot gets broken. After the destruction of the pot, again there's no pot. There's no existence of the pot after its destruction. There's no existence of the pot before it was made. So this pragabhavaha is pradvamsabhavaha. Okay, non-existence of the pot after its existence, after its destruction. Pradvamsa abhavaha. Pragavavaha, pradvamsa abhavaha. So, Shastram says, the pot was not there before it was made. Before it was made, only clay was there. Pot was not there. After it is destroyed, also the clay continues to be there, pot is not there. In between also there is no pot. In between, after the origination, before the destruction also, the pot is not there really. No, pot is. Because we make use of the pot, we enjoy the utility. How can we say pot is not there? Pot is not there. For which a beautiful verse from Mandukya Upanishad Vaitatya Prakaranam. We must remember that verse. Because I did recently, you all heard my Vaitatya Prakaranam classes when I was doing in Bahamas. And also, of course, I did teach Mandukya Upanishad here also. Without Bhashyam, we did. So, okay. There, in Vaitatya Prakaranam, there is a beautiful verse and which presents beautiful definition. Definition of what is mithya. That which is not there in the beginning, before something is made. That which will not be there at the end. That which is not there in the middle also. That is as though, but still it seems to be real. Which is not really there, but seems to be real. Now, what is that verse? Let me tell you. Adavante cha yannasti. Adavante cha yannasti. Vartamane pitatatham. Adau yat nasti. Ante cha yat nasti. Adau yat nasti, that which is not there in the beginning means what? Which has pragabhavaha. Ante cha yan nasti, that which is not there at the end also, which means pradvamsa bhavaha. வர்த்தமானேபி தத்து ததா நாஸ்தி. சோ இந்த பிரசன்ட் ஆல்சோ, ஓகே, பிஃபோர் இட் வாஸ் மேட் வாஸ் பார்ட் வாஸ் நாட் தேர், ஆஃப்டர் தி டிஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன் தி பார்ட் இஸ் நாட் தேர், இன் தி மிடில் ஆல்சோ பார்ட் இஸ் நாட் தேர். வர்த்தமானே இந்த பிரசன்ட் ஆல்சோ, தி பாஸ்ட் பிஃபோர் இட் வாஸ் மேட் இட் வாஸ் நாட் தேர், லேட்டர் ஆன் இன் ஃபியூச்சர் ஆஃப்டர் இட்ஸ் டிஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன் இட் வில் நாட் பி தேர். வர்த்தமானே இன் தி பிரசன்ட் வென் இட் இஸ் தேர் ஆல்சோ இட் இஸ் நாட் தேர். வர்த்தமானேபி தத்து ததா. See, please memorize this verse. Very important verse. Very beautiful definition. Okay.
Adavante cha yannasti vartamane pi tattatham.
Adav yat nasti ante cha yat nasti tat tatha vartamane api nasti. The Sanskritam sounds like your mother tongue, isn't it? Adav yat nasti அந்தே யத்து நாஸ்தி தத்து வர்த்தமானே அப்பி ததா நாஸ்தி. இஃப் இட் வாஸ் நாட் தேர் இன் தி பிஃபோர் இட்ஸ் ஒரிஜினேஷன் இன் தி பாஸ்ட் இட் வாஸ் நாட் தேர், லேட் இன் ஃபியூச்சர் ஆஃப்டர் இட்ஸ் டிஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன் இட் வில் நாட் பி தேர், அட் பிரசன்ட் இன் தி மிடில் வேர் இட் இஸ் தேர் ஆல்சோ இட் இஸ் நாட் ரியலி தேர். தே சீம் தேர் வித்தத்தைஹி சத்ருஷாஹ சந்தஹ. They are all there as though. They are all there as though. Means what? Any object is as though. All objects are really as though. Avithataha iva lakshitaha. But they're mistaken to be. They looked upon as though they are real. Even though pot is not there before, pot will not be later on, the pot is not there in the middle also, still, is it? It seems to be real. It is as though it is taken to be. It is real. Is it clear now? Therefore, this is mithya. Understand now? In fact, this one beautiful in that in the drishya viveka, understand, yad drishyam tat mitan mithya tat jadam, yad drishyam tat jadam, anything which is known is an inert, anything and everything which is known is inert, anything which is inert is mithya, it has no independent existence. Okay, therefore the entire object universe is not real. That's what we had to see here. Now, let us go back to this Bhasham verse. Yatha ghatadi samsthanam chakshusha nirupyamanam mridvyatirekena anupalabdhehe asat. Now, the reason is given. Why? How do we say the part, even in it when it is being used, when it is useful, it is not there. How can we say that? Asat ghatadi samsthanam chakshusha nirupyamanam asat. It is, why, how do you say it is asat? It says mridvyatirekena anupalabdhehe. We analyze the pot. Take the pot. What is this pot? Pot is nothing but a word. Pot is nothing but a word. Word denoting a given form. Serving a given purpose. Pot is nothing but nama rupa karma. Nama rupa karma. Any product, any effect, any object of knowledge, anything which enjoys the status of being existent is nothing but form, name and function. It can, any, every object can be reduced to what? Three words. Nama, Rupa, Karma. Form, name and function. Form, name and function are non-substantial. Form has no substance of its own. Name has no substance of its own. Function has no substance of its own. How do we say that? Because mrud vyatirekena, without the clay, mrud vyatirekena, without the clay, if you remove the clay from the clay pot, without the clay, the form pot will disappear. The word denoting the form pot will become meaningless. No purpose can be served by a pot. Understand? Without clay. So, clay is the substance with reference to clay pot. Clay is the substance. Clay is a word which is a substance. Clay alone enjoys substantiality. With reference to clay pot, clay alone enjoys substantiality. Clay is the substance. For the word clay, there is substance. There is a meaning. Minus clay, if you take the clay, okay, pot, there is no substance called pot. There is substance called, understand, pot. One, the pot is a non-substantial form. Non-substantial form. Therefore, the non-substantial means that there's no pot means form is not there. The word becomes meaningless. The purpose also is not possible. Therefore, nama, rupa, karma. Nama, rupa, karma. Form, name and function are all mithya. Mithya means what? Form has no independent existence without a clay. Word has no independent existence without the form. The purpose also is not possible without the form. Understand now? Therefore, all the three are non-substantial now. Understand now? Namarupa karma are non-substantial, which are dependent on the substance called non-substantial namarupa karma, is dependent on substance clay. So clay can be, with reference to clay pot, clay can be without being a pot. Clay can be in form of a lump, isn't it? Clay is not dependent on pot for its existence. Form, name and function called a pot for its existence. Whereas the form, name and function called a pot is dependent on clay for its existence. Understand? So, with reference to clay pot, clay is sat. Satyam. Sat is satyam. And form, name and function, pot is what? Pot is the product, which effect, which is mithya. Clay, the cause, is satyam. Form and function, pot is mithya. Karanam satyam karyam mithya. Later on, we're going to understand. Karanam also is not there, karyam also is not. That's a different thing. At this level, the clay, the cause is satyam, which is not dependent on the effect for its existence, whereas pot, the effect, is dependent on the cause, clay, for its existence. Therefore, what? With reference to clay pot, clay is satyam, pot is mithya. Understand? Therefore, without clay, it has no independent existence. Therefore, the pot is as though even when it is. So, pragabhavaha, pradvamsabhavaha gatasya. There's non-existence of the pot before its origination. There will be non-existence of the pot after its destruction. In the middle, while it is existent also, it is as though it is, pot is really not there. Then what is there? Pot, whole pot is nothing but clay. isn't it? The whole pot is clay, is not the pot, but the pot is clay. We don't have two substances there, clay and pot. We use two words, clay and pot. For these two words, substance is there only for the word clay. For the word pot, there's no substance. Is it clear? Therefore, pot is non-substantial form, name and function. Pot is nothing but clay. Clay is not the pot, the pot is clay. When you say pot is clay, what is there in the form of the pot is only clay, not the pot. Understand? Therefore, that which has no independent existence is as though there, therefore it is said to be mithya. This one example is enough to understand the whole jagat. Is it clear? So in the same way, at least here with reference to clay pot, we understand what is relatively is real. Satyam, isn't it? Clay is satyam, easy to say. With reference to the entirety of the objective universe, including time and space, what is satyam? We do not know. Now let us take it that way. Brahma satyam. The reference to this object, entirety of the objective universe, including one's own body, mind, sense complex, what is real is Brahma, always Atma. Jagat is mithya. Atma satyam jagan mithya. Brahma satyam jagan mithya. We'll see later on. Now only I tell you, it's long, beautiful bhasha we're going to see. He says, yatha ghatadi samsthanam chakshusha nirupyamanam. Mridyatirekena anupalabdhehe asat. Just as the existence of pot, etc., when analyzed through your own eyes, and you can understand it, but the fact, Mridyatirekena anupalabdhehe. So, Ketvarte Panchami, Anupalabdhihi. Anupalabdhihi means not available. Pot is not available. So, Anupalabdhihi, non-availability. Due to the non-availability of the pot on analysis, that without the clay, as pot is not available, okay, pot is not there. Not available, pot is not there. Anupalabdhihi means what? Non-availability. So pot is, you can take it as non-existence. The pot is not there without the clay. When it is analyzed, we can understand. Pot has no independent existence without the clay. Therefore what? Pot is asat. Pot is mithya. Asat means what? Pot is mithya. Ghatadi samsthanam, I'll explain again. Chakshusha nirupyamanam mridyatirekena anupalabdhehe asat. Due to the non-availability of the pot, in the absence of clay, without the clay, on analysis it is arrived at, pot is mithya. Now he says, but tatha, in the same way, sarvovikaraha. Sarvovikara means every if product. Sarvaha vikara means every product, every effect, every product. Karana vyatirekena anupalabdhehe asan. So vikaraha is a masculine gender word. Therefore, he uses the term asan. Asan means what? It is not real. Every product being not available without, independently, without its cause, is not real. Asat, neuter noun, neuter gender word. Asan, masculine word. Sarvaha vikaraha asat. Every product is mithya. Sarvaha vikaraha asat means what? Every product, every effect is mithya. So the entire object universe is what? Mithya. Why? Because everything in this universe is only effect. Therefore, karana vyatirekena anupalabdehe. Every product, because of its non-existence of every product, has non-existence, independent existence without its cause. Therefore, it is mithya. What is the teaching here? Every product is mithya because it has no independent existence without its cause. So, karana vyatirekena karyam na bhavati. This is the lesson. Karana vyati. This is not in Bhasham. I'm just saying. Karana vyatirekena karyam na bhavati. Without a cause, there cannot be an effect, a product. So, an effect has no independent existence without the cause. Therefore, every product is, every effect is mithya, asat. Sarvaha vikaraha asat. Kimartam? Kena karanena? Karna vyatirekena anupalabdehe. As the effect is not available without the cause. As effect is not available without the cause, it is mithya. Effect will disappear without its cause. Remove the clay, pot will disappear. Remove the gold, ornament will disappear. Remove the wood, furniture will disappear. Remove the threads, yarn, fabric will disappear. Isn't it? It's a kindergarten example. It's all old examples. I'm just simply saying fast. Karanam vina karyam nasti. Karanena vina karyam nasti. Without a cause, there cannot be effect. Effect has no independent existence at all without a cause. So every effect, everything, anything and everything which enjoys the status of being existent in this prapancha, in this universe, is an effect. The entire universe is effect, product. It has no independent existence. Therefore, it is mithya, asat. Is it clear? But how would you look at this world? This is called erroneous perception of the world. The dukkhasya karanam kim? Okay. What is the cause for of your sorrow? There's error in the perception of the self. There's error in the perception of the world also. How there's error in the perception of the world? We mistake this world to be real, as though real world is mistaken to be absolutely real world because it is available for experience. It's called erroneous perception of the world. Understand now? The two errors. One error is what? Error in the perception of the world. What is the error? This is mithya prapanchaha. Mithya jagat is mistaken to be satyam jagat. Asat jagat mistaken to be sat jagat. The mithya universe is mistaken to be absolutely real, as though real, seemingly real, apparently real universe is mistaken to be absolutely real world because it's available for experience all the time. At least the waking state is taken to be real. This erroneous perception is the cause for all our problems. Therefore, it's very important to understand how real this universe is. And it's not an easy joke. That's why repeat it what is said. This universe, okay, just as the pot has pradvamsa bhavaha, pragabhavaha, pradvamsa bhavaha, madhye api ghatasya abhavaha asti. In the middle also, it is not really there. If at all it is there, it is as though there seems to be there. What is there in the form of the pot is only clay, not the pot. There's no real pot at all. Pot is just an appearance of the clay. What is the only clay, not the pot? Understand? Similarly, we need to understand what is really there in the form of the universe. Only then we can understand how the universe is also as though. Unless and until we discover what is that which alone is, we cannot understand how this universe is mithya. Is it clear? To understand the mithyatvam of the universe, we need to know satyatvam of the Atma. Atma being real must be understood. Atma should be understood in order to see the fact of the universe being mithya. So that we can correct the error in the perception of the world. The error in the perception of the world becomes corrected, then the problems caused by erroneous perception also will resolve. Understand now? Therefore, what is he saying now? Sarvaha vikaraha asan. Every effect is mithya, not real, as the because karana vyatirekena anupalabdehe. As every effect is not available, is not there without its cause, every effect is mithya. Is it clear? Here, the language may sound a little difficult for you. Not difficult. Slightly, you have to understand different meanings of the words. The vikaraha doesn't mean modification. Here, it means effect. Product. Now, asat, you have the word asat. Nobody suddenly asan. The masculine. Asan is equal to asat only. Understand? The masculine form of asat is asan. Means not real. But Shankar Bhagavatpada, in his commentary, some other commentary beautifully says, what is this jagat? He says, namarupakhyam, namarupa karmakhyam jagat. Namarupa karmakhyam jagat. This universe is nothing but non-substantial form, name and function, which has no independent existence without the substance called Brahma. So jagat is a substantive, obviously there is no substance. So taking the clay pot, when you carefully analyze, what is this pot? What is this pot? That's what he says. Chakshusha nirupyamanam. Being analyzed very carefully through using your own eyes, yeah, you see only clay. It is what I see through my eyes, clay. Clay alone is in the form of a pot. There's no substance called pot. There's only the substance is only clay. There's no substance called pot. Pot is just an appearance of the clay. So form, name and function. So non-substantial. Yatha ghatadi samsthanam chakshusha nirupyamanam. Mrid vyatirekena anupalabdhehe asat tatha sarvo vikaraha karana vyatirekena anupalabdhehe asan. Is it clear? Until then, unless you nod your head, I will not go ahead. Janma pradvam sabhyam prag urdvam cha. See, janmanaha prag. Janmanaha prag. Pradhamsabhyam urdhvam cha. Anupalabdhehe karyasya ghatadehe. Mridadi karanasya cha. See, this pot ஜன்மப்ரத்வம்சாபியாம் பிராகூர்தம், பிஃபோர் இட்ஸ் கிரியேஷன், ஆஃப்டர் இட்ஸ் டிஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன். ஊர்துவம் மீன்ஸ் லே ஆஃப்டர், பிராக் மீன்ஸ் பிஃபோர். பிஃபோர் இட்ஸ் பர்த், பிஃபோர் தி ஒரிஜினேஷன் ஆஃப் தி பாட் ஆர் டிஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன் ஆஃப் தி பாட், த பாட் இஸ் நாட் தேர். அனுபலப்தேகே காரியஸ்ய கடாதேகே, as the part such as the product or effect such as part etc is not non-existent, not available, before then after the before the its origination, after its destruction, the part which has clay as its cause, the karana vyatirekena anupalabdehe asatvam, part has மித்யாத்வம், பாட் ஹாஸ் பார்ட்டிஸ் மித்யா, பாட் என்ஜாய்ஸ் ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் பீயிங் நான் ரியல். கடஸ்ய அசத்வம் அஸ்தி மீன்ஸ் வாட், பாட் ஹாஸ் ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் பீயிங் நாட் ரியல், பாட் ஹாஸ் என்ஜாய்ஸ் ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் பீயிங் மித்யா பிகாஸ் இட் ஹாஸ் நோ இண்டிபெண்ட் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் வித்தவுட் இட்ஸ் காஸ் கிளே. காரண வியதிரேகேன, தத் காரண வியதிரேகேன அனுபலப்தேகே கடஸ்ய அசத்வம். இஸ் இட் கிளியர் நவ்? இட்ஸ் எ சிம்பிள் கிண்டர் கார்டன் டீச்சிங். வி ஹவ் லேர்ன் சோ மச் வென் இட் டிட் தி மூல கிரந்த, வி எக்ஸ்பிளைன் ஆல் திஸ். நவ் ஒன்லி ரீடிங் தி பாஷ்யம், வாட் ஆர் வி ரேட் இட்ஸ் ஆல் ஃப்ரம் பாஷ்யம் ஒன்லி, நத்திங் நியூ ஹியர். கடஸ்ய கிமர்த்தம் அசத்வம், அசத்வம் மீன்ஸ் மித்யாத்வம். How can you say pot enjoys a status of being mithya? Because it has no independent existence without its cause, the clay. The pot which has clay as its cause is not there before its origination, after its destruction. And it has no independent existence without the its cause, the clay, even when it is existent, pot is mithya. This is what he says in this sentence. Why pot is mithya? Pot is mithya because even when it is existent, it has no independent existence without its cause, clay. ஜன்ம பிரத்வம்சாபியாம் பிராக் ஊர்த்வம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? பிஃபோர் அண்ட் ஆஃப்டர் தி ஒரிஜினேஷன் டிஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன் ஆஃப் த பாட், ஆஸ் பாட் இஸ் நாட் தேர், த பாட் ஹேவிங் கிளே ஆஸ் இட்ஸ் காஸ் இஸ் நாட் தேர், ஸோ ஆல்சோ மிருதாதி காரணஸ்ய ச தத் காரண வியதிரேகேன அனுபலப்தேகே அசத்வம். As it has no existence independently without its cause clay, it is mithya. Okay, I'm going to stop there. Know why? Next, now, this much Shankaracharya has explained already. Just take an example. Pot as an example, he explained very clearly. What is pot? Pot is just an appearance of the clay. There's a substance called pot. Clay is the substance. Clay alone appears in the form of a pot. Pot is a non-substantial form, name and function. Before its origination, it was not there. After its destruction, it will not be there. In between, it is existent. Also, it has no independent existence without its cause, because no effect has independent existence outside of, independent of its cause. Therefore, it is mithya. It is as though it is not really there. So pot was not there before, pot will not be later on, pot is not there even in the middle. Why? Because it is only seemingly there. What is there in the form of pot is only clay. Clay alone is. Okay. Now the question will come. Now the Pura Pakshi has to come. We'll see next class. The kindergarten lesson is over. Today's class only. Simple. And what is satyam? What is mithya? What is tucham? You understood? This we have to extend it to what? Every product, every effect is mithya. సో ఎంటైర్ ఆబ్జెక్టివ్ యూనివర్స్ బీయింగ్ కార్యం కిస్ మిథ్యా. అండర్స్టాండ్ నెక్స్ట్ క్లాస్. ఓకే. ఓం పూర్ణమదః పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణముదచ్యతే పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. హరిః ఓం తత్సత్. శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం.